At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has created the number one selling books in the field of audio recording and sound healing. In recording, there's The Art of Mixing and The Art of Producing, and in sound healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. He's also written a book on sound-loving relationships, creating harmony in loving relationships, including many sound healing techniques. It's all about being whole on your own, heart open. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. We got a contract with the largest dementia company in Northern California, and we've created 8 different protocols that have been implemented there for the last 2 years, and it's transformed the place dramatically. Check it out at soundfordementia.com. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have a list of over 40 issues and all the things that we offer for each issue. These include music and frequency CDs or downloads, treatment plans from the Medical Sound Association, and treatments we offer in person and online in the Sound Therapy Center for each specific issue. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into 2 Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things that are going on at the Institute. First of all, we've got our open house coming up tomorrow. If you're in the area, Sunday, January 18th, 1 to 5 p.m., we're going to be going over how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, doing many heart-opening sound meditations, and putting everybody on the sound table and the sound lounge and the vest. And you will be blissed out for sure and will not want to leave. And then we've also got our next certificate program in person starting January 20th. It's really effective. It will change your life, seriously. And so I tell people that, and then at the end they're like, I'm really see the world in a completely different way. We're also a vocational school, so we teach different specific techniques to do this as a career. And half of it's online. You can do the whole thing online. That starts every week or two. We also have our summer intensive in person, June 9th to the 19th, which is 10 to 9:30 every day. You can do the online portion anytime, though. And then we have our recording program that's starting again March 31st. I wrote the number one selling book, not only in sound healing, but also in recording. And that's all about how to record, mix, and produce. And then we have our voice analysis software that we sell. The next training is next Sunday, the 25th, from 8:30 to 11 a.m. And it shows the different frequencies that are missing in your person's voice. You can do it online or over the phone as well. And I think that's about it. Yep, those are the different things we have coming up. You can, again, find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. So, let's see. Not getting full screen here. I guess that's okay. So, I wanted to tell you about our institute. There we go. We're spotlighted now. Excellent. So, at the institute, we've got a full program that I mentioned in sound healing for 20 years. You know, what I'm really interested in for the last 10 years is really how many people can we help on the planet? And so what I'm out of that goal, what I see is one of the most important goals is to actually bring sound healing into the mainstream. That really means bringing it into hospitals, which is really not easy. Now, there's different aspects of hospitals. There's the integrative therapy department, and we have sound healing in many integrative therapy departments, but still hospitals are hesitant. And ultimately, there's also bringing it into the medical side. As I've talked about, there's now offering ultrasound to get rid of liver cancer at Johns Hopkins, and it's now being offered at UC Med Center here in San Francisco. So we're making headway there, and also in the aftercare clinics, which we're going to be working with big time after we do all of our research. So it's all about credibility, and we are the only state-approved college for sound healing in the whole United States. So our certificate program is an official certificate program. What that means is it's approved by the state of California, so it's a real certificate. And it also, many state-approved facilities like hospitals in many states require that you have an official certificate. There's many people that are offering certificate programs in sound healing, and often they're really cool programs, but they're not official, which means their credits will never transfer to a real college. And we've got like all these rules and regulations to protect students, and from very detailed refund policies to actually also being able to give people the state requires very specific guidelines for setting up your curriculum and the way you advertise it and tell people about it. So there's all these protections. But here's what I think's really going to bring things into the mainstream. And that is to set up a national board of sound therapy. So, first of all, I have to tell you, I just came across these quotes from my book of quotes. It's called A Guide for the Advanced Soul. Then it's from Goethe. It says, until one is committed, there's hesitancy. This can be for anybody thinking of a project. Until one is committed, there's hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth. The ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that one would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have dreamed would have come his way. You get help from the other side. Whatever you do or dream you can't, dream, whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, magic, and power in it. Begin it now. It was so funny that I just pulled that when I was just thinking of now, we're now set to actually start a national therapy board. This is no small deal. It's probably going to take at least 5 years to do. I've already gone through the process. The first thing is to set up a nonprofit, which we do have. The second is to set up very specific protocols that are standardized for treatments of sound healing with different instruments on specific issues. Not only that, we have to actually have research that shows the effectiveness of those instruments and voice on different issues. And then we actually have to lobby boards, states, to actually take on this. We have to get approved by an accrediting agency, which is no big deal once you've got the first step. But then we have to lobby each state to actually take it on so that insurance will pay for it. We're off and running. If you're interested, email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We're going to be having a meeting, a planning meeting, and we're starting the process. Again, I think this will help bring sound healing into the mainstream so that it's more accepted by hospitals and so that more people can work in hospitals as well. I mean, really, it's also what we're going to be doing, what we need to do is educate the public. That's why we've got all the different types of movies. We've got about 7 different movies. We've got 7 shows on Netflix we're going to be doing. We've also got a play, a Cirque du Soleil style play we're putting out there, all about educating the public on the science behind the magic of sound. So ultimately, once we get this into the mainstream and it's accepted, then the hospitals will be much more open to it. The main thing with hospitals is we have to just get FDA approval. But still, even if we had an actual cure for sound, for cancer, a cure for pain, a cure for a wide range of issues, which is where we're headed, no one would believe it. So it's really about bringing credibility with all these different projects into the mainstream so that everybody goes, oh my God, this is the new way to do it, and it's profoundly effective. You know, regardless of whoever's teaching sound healing or doing sound healing, even if they're not going to be accredited and get on the national board, it's all good. It's all excellent, because it's actually providing more education, more awareness of people for the profound effects of sound healing and sound therapy. Whether it's sound baths, which just gets you blissed out and often sometimes miracles happen, not always, or very specific frequency of the cells for all 70 trillion cells so we can heal all disease, or for getting you blissed out into oneness in a lab with frequencies on microtubules in the brain where all anxiety is gone, all depression is gone, all PTSD, all mental emotional issues are completely gone. That's where we're headed. So I wanted to tell you about our school, the Globe Institute, technically called Globe Institute of Recording and Production. We started out years ago as a recording school, and that's why we call it Recording and Production, and added on sound healing about 20 years ago. So let me show you the sound healing curriculum that we do and tell you about it. All right. So in our program, we have two certificate programs. The first certificate program has five different courses. I do mostly the overview program. Let me give you an overview of what each of the courses does. The overview program is really about how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Physically is about pain and disease. Emotionally is about releasing stuck emotions that are holding you back and often killing you. Mentally is about brainwave entrainment and binaural beats and how different rhythms and different instruments can entrain your brain into different brainwave states of delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma. And then also spiritually, it's about the sound of love, which we have a class coming up next weekend on the sound of love, and how to access universal love and even access oneness. But we also do a lot of practice in the sound healing therapy program, overview program. We actually practice with all the instruments, whether here where you get to play with everything we got, because we got tons of instruments, or even online where you get to practice on friends and families, you know, and neighbors. Right? So we also, in the program here in person, you have to do an actual sound concert in front of everybody. So you actually learn how to do it and learn all the different techniques for making this into a career. We also have a marketing class as well, so you can learn how to actually market your own practice. With the inner awareness and transformation through sound, that's a large part of that is Sylvina's class. And Sylvina basically takes you into the zone where you release the shadow side that you didn't even know you had. People are like bawling on the ground. It's really profound how effective that is. We also do a lot of share a lot of information on different treatments as well, but it's a lot of experiential, this transformation through sound. And then for the instruments, treatments, and music, first of all, we have Gerald, who teaches about music theory, so you can really understand how to put a set of bowls together based on the musical interval relationship. But not only that, how musical intervals are throughout the whole universe. I mean, it's the relationship of two plants, two planets, two souls, two crystals, to anything is the musical interval relationship. A lot of our instructors, the way they see the universe in relationships is the musical interval relationship, which are different feelings. So you can look at the relationship of two cells even and how that actually works. And then we also go through very specific treatments on how to do sound healing treatments on people for different issues, and also how to design a sound healing treatment and how to design an actual sound bath. And then we have the class on voice, toning, chant, and mantra, or course. Within each of these courses, there are many classes, of course. So in this class, it's all about using the voice. You know, as babies, we were professional sound healers. We had it down. And then around one or two, it's like, shh, 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 right? And we go to school and there's no more sound. And we lose that God-given ability to express ourselves, which not only is healing to express yourself, but you can use your voice to heal yourself and others. You can actually use the voice itself. I mean, in India, they had it down, right? All the different chants and mantras from India, they're really profoundly effective for healing. So we teach about the chants and mantras. We teach about how to use the voice for healing in very specific ways. And it's really, if you've got any throat chakra issues, it's the best. Right? Then we've got the sound and consciousness course, which is really two classes, one with with Randy Masters, who hard to explain. Randy Masters. Randy has one of those brains that remembers everything that he's ever studied. So he actually goes through, he knows more about sound frequencies and light and color and geometry and how they all work together to create this whole universe than anybody on the planet. He's amazing. And so he basically will take you to another dimension and has an answer for how it all works. It's really a fun class. And then there's Richard Feather Anderson, who teaches sacred geometry. Richard teaches sacred geometry the same as the way Plato taught it, a way of understanding consciousness. And if you were abused, like all of us, in your math class in school, this is the class for you because it's really experiential. He really teaches you geometry as a way of understanding math, which is really the way the universe. You will never see nature the same way again. So these are all the different courses. We also have a wide range of instructors. We've got 12 instructors that teach this program. You know, here's the deal with the program, which makes it really different from any other program out there. We are providing a survey of everything that goes on in the field of sound healing, all the different techniques that are taught and used in sound healing. We're now up to our 19th sound healing conference where I've interviewed all the people in the sound healing field for, God, like 20 years now. And it's really incredible what everybody's doing. So we're not teaching just our techniques. We're giving you a wide perspective on everything. So when we teach, you know, chakra frequencies, we're going through 8 different systems for how people have come up with different notes or frequencies for chakras. We've got a survey of the whole field of sound healing, which gives you a wider perspective and allows you to choose what resonates with you the most and really activate and do whatever you feel you're called to do. Right? So you get a wide perspective with all these different instructors. Let me tell you about some of the more detail of the classes that I do, and then we'll tell you about the other instructors. Okay. So we start with the whole program, or whole class, 3-hour class on laws of resonance. You know, I was a physics major at UC Berkeley, so I believe it's really important to understand how sound works based on physics. The more you understand how something works, the more you believe in it. And the more you believe in it, the way more effective it's going to be. And the way more the client, when they understand it, is going to have it be effective if they believe in it. But what's most important is when we can explain the science of exactly how it works, we get out of the woo-woo land. And we've been put in woo-woo land a lot. I know my brother said, "What the hell are you doing that shit for? That's ridiculous," right? And I started explaining all the science to him, and now he'll actually talk to me. And then he actually went into Massachusetts General. He had fourth stage prostate cancer and saw the video on the TV advertising my CDs for the integrative therapy department, because they paid me like $15,000 to do a whole set of CDs. So now he's actually talking to me. So this is very important if we're going to bring it into the mainstream and be able to understand it better. Okay. Then there's also, this is also under physics of sound, the harmonic structure of sound. The reason one sound is different from another is because of the harmonics that are built into that sound, which are dependent on the actual physics of the instrument. Metal creates a chord within the harmonics that is dissonant. So that makes the instrument more activating and really good for transformation and breaking up stuck energy. gongs are made of metal. Also, things with more bumps. Also, anything that's actually got a reed in it is much better for breaking up stuck energy, because it creates harmonics that are also dissonant. Whereas a harp actually creates harmonics that create a beautiful chord. And so that's really good for calming. And there's a lot of instruments that are more for calming than activation within the field of sound healing. I mean, even the gong can be calming. So we're not talking, chainsaws here. We're talking, the most extreme activating instrument of the gong is still calming. So, but it's way more activating than a harp. Then we also talk about concert pitch and tuning systems. A lot of people are talking about 432 these days. We talk about how effective that is, including tuning systems, which is different than a 432 concert pitch. A tuning system is the frequency of all of the notes in the octave and their relationships. And that's called just intonation or Pythagorean or equal temperate tuning systems. And a lot of people are really into this, and it's really kind of important to understand that, especially when you go to buy instruments, so you can get them in specific frequencies or specific tuning systems. Then we go through all the different frequencies. I mean, there are archetypal frequencies that do specific things based on science, based on psychics, and based on numerology. So we go through all the different frequencies that are used in the field and how they came up with them and how you can use them, including all the different frequencies of the organs that no one agrees with on anything, but still they can be really effective. This is really the most important part of all, and I think that's the hierarchy of vibration. It's really the overall overview of how vibration works. A lot of people talk about frequencies or music, but there's really four levels: pure frequencies, harmonic structure, which is a bunch of frequencies that make up a sound, and then the musical interval relationships of sounds or frequencies, and then the actual musical flow. Those are the four levels. Musical flow includes rhythm and melody, but it's really about smooth flow to be healing musically. And we've talked about that in the podcast here a lot. And then there's the level of energy. So you got all these different levels of vibration you can work at, energy being the highest level of all, the most important. I mean, a lot of people do energy healing with no frequencies, although technically it's all frequency, and it's really effective. But the best of all is to use all of them. Use frequencies that are auspicious, timbres that are right for the specific issue, which is the sound, and then musical intervals that are right for the issue, and then music that has a certain flow right for that person and those issues, and then bringing the right energy to it. We also go through the physiology of the body and all the different frequencies that people have come up for all the different organs in the body. We also go through what we talked about earlier, brainwave entrainment and binaural beats. You know, if I do a rhythm, ba 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 ba, your brain will synchronize to that rhythm normally within 5 to 10 seconds. It will start synchronizing. And that your eardrum is connected to the vagus nerve that goes to every organ in the body. So we are built to synchronize to all rhythms around us. We're not meant to live in the city. And so it's a real problem. We're meant to live in nature. We get synchronized to all these chaotic and electronic vibrations all the time. We're built to synchronize to anything around us. So we have to work really hard to actually create our own peace separate from the world around us. So we go through how to even find your own rhythm of your heart and brain, your home note where you're at peace, really effective. Then we go through the sound of chakras. Not only the sound of chakras, but the frequencies that anybody's ever come up with for chakras, all the notes that people have come up with, and there's a lot of different notes. In fact, around here, we believe that your root chakra is your own home note. It's different for every person. We go through all the different instruments that are good for each chakra, all the different musical intervals, and all the different music for each chakra. It's really effective. I've found that when I tune into each chakra, I do a meditation each morning. It's really effective for getting me in the zone to know where each chakra is, whether it's humming or stagnant. And also, it's really good for getting rid of panic attacks. I mean, shockingly effective. We also teach how to use the voice to do healing, to get out of the way and make just the right sounds on a person for healing them. It's a very powerful treatment that you can actually use as a practice. And then we go through how to release stuck emotions with the voice. You know, emotions are tricky because they say that 90% of all disease is from emotions. But if you don't feel the emotions, feel your emotions, you're dead already. So the whole trick is how long are you going to let it last? And emotions are totally like music and especially like sounds. And the big difference is whether the emotion is stuck, right? Like even anger or chaotic, like anxiety, or depression, right? They're all kind of chaotic or stuck. Versus love and gratitude and compassion, they're all not stuck. They're flowing. Right, so it's you learn how to express yourself with emotions with sound, but then how to express those emotions to release them. And we've got 11 techniques that are really powerful. Then we actually find your home note in the class, and then we go through one of my favorite classes on how to 11 techniques on how to be at peace in the midst of challenges. It's called holding frequency. We go through how to let it be, how to be in your body, how to just make a sound of toning and create peace, how to do the frequency of gratitude for the challenge. It's a hard one. How to do compassion, how to do love in the midst of a challenge, how to do oneness. It's the most important lesson we're here to learn on this planet. And that's to be at peace no matter what is going on in your life or on the planet. And then we have the Sound of Nature class, which is coming up. By the way, you can do just about any of these classes individually. Sound of Nature is one of my favorite. Nature is the best sound healer ever. Nature has it down. The frequencies that nature is using affect us all in ways we don't even know. They've already learned that the frequency of birds cause plants to grow more. So people are using the frequency of birds in crops with PA systems and getting way more output and way more minerals and vitamins in the actual plants. Nature is the best sound healer of all. It's got it down. And then we do voice analysis. We go through and talk about how voice analysis works. There's a lot of people, there's probably 20 different voice analysis companies out there, and we talk about how all of them are finding what they're doing. It's all about finding frequencies and notes that are missing in your voice and then getting those back into your system so you have a full balance of frequencies and notes in your system so energy can flow. And different notes and frequencies correspond to different issues. It's really cool, especially for doing your own practice. And then everybody has to do a final paper. It's my favorite class because I don't have to do anything. It's actually my favorite class because they're really cool papers about sound and music and vibration and geometry. And we've got all of them posted on our site on the Sound Healing Research Foundation. They're just incredible. And then here comes my kitty. Then we have the review for the final, and we also have the Sound of Love class, where we actually go through the frequencies, the pitches of love, the music of love, the musical intervals of love, and we teach, as I talked about, how to run universal love, and the ultimate, how to be one with the universe. That's my classes, right? Let's look at some of these other instructors' classes. Oh my God. There's Lisa Raphael, who actually teaches a whole class, especially on doing voice healing, which I learned, that's who I learned from, is Lisa Raphael. But she teaches also a class on boundaries, how to be whole on your own, notice your own field, notice the other person's field, and the space between your field and others, because that will protect you from taking on a person's energy. We just had a whole class today, we're doing healings on one person in class, and one person took on that energy and got really sad. She hadn't had this class. And it's because it's really important, you know, as if you're working with any type of healing modes, you don't want to go inside a person's body and invade their space, but especially you don't want to take on their energy. Lisa's incredible. She's also a really profound singer. Let me play just a second here. Could go on further with that forever, huh? Okay. And then there's Vicky Dodd. Vicky Dodd has been doing sound healing for 55 years. She is a wise person. She really has it down. And she talks about how to use the voice and how to really tap in to the feelings and emotions that a person, and just how to express sound. Here's Vicky. I'll just play a second of her video.
Okay, well, hello. My name is Vicky Dodd, and I am a faculty member at the Globe School. I've been working there for over 10 years now. And I teach a class on vocal sound and movement awareness. I've been a practitioner of sound, a teacher of sound, a body worker with sound for 50 plus years.
Vicky's amazing. It's really cool. Okay. And then we've got Sylvina. Sylvina, I mentioned, actually does a whole weekend workshop where she does voice and just takes you to another dimension. I've had four people say, this class is way better than ayahuasca. She is a master shaman at bringing you into higher states so you can transform. And she's just an incredible singer. Let me play a little bit of her. Let's see. Let me turn it down because this one's a little loud. Okay, check this out. Stop it myself. Oh my God, it just draws you in so quickly. She does a whole weekend where she even blindfolds people while you're doing sound. It's really, really, people come away just completely transformed. Okay. And then there's Gerald. Gerald, I told you, does the whole class on music theory, inner music theory. Gerald is incredible. He just brings some really good information and a whole range of multimedia to his classes as well. Check out Gerald here.
Hello, my name is Gerald Savage. I'm an educator, keyboardist, vocalist, trombonist, ethnomusicologist, composer, arranger, researcher, and of course, sound therapist. I teach two levels of music theory at Global Institute of Sound and Consciousness, and its use of and understanding in the field of sound therapy. The first level is called Inner Music Theory, which explores our inner sonic landscape and our connection to the phenomena that exist simultaneously in our world as well as the universe. The second level course is Applied Theory, which delves into the deeper applications of the fundamentals taught in the first course.
We also have the advanced program that he teaches as well. We also have Don Estes, who, oh my God, Don has a whole theory of how the whole universe works based on vibrations. He does one class. And then we have Sonia. Sonia is, oh my God, one of the best singers I've ever heard. And she really teaches the full use of the voice for chants and mantras around the world, but how to use your voice for singing. So if you have any fear around singing, you won't any longer. Check out Sonia singing here. I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Here we go. Check this out. She's unbelievable. Okay. If you had, and then there's a class with Suzanne Sterling. If you have any fear around the throat chakra, Suzanne gets you into a vortex of sound, and you end up making sound you never thought. She's also really good at working with trauma with sound as well. Suzanne's a master teacher. Check this out. Incredible singer too. I'm gonna skip forward too. Then there's Lakshmi. Lakshmi goes into the chants and mantras from India and really teaches just how to do it with the energy of love and devotion. And she's just a master singer and goes through all the deities, you know, from India. Right? Check out, this is Lakshmi.
Hi, my name is Lakshmi. Lakshmi Del Sesto, and I'm one of the instructors at the Globe Institute for the fabulous sound healing certification program. I teach in the voice toning and mantra section, and one of my focuses is on the sound healing properties of the ancient Sanskrit language that comes from India in its uses in mantra. As well as in its uses in one of India's spiritual practices called kirtan, which is basically a musical sound healing use of the Sanskrit language.
Cool. Okay. Then we've got Liz Addison that does a lot of movement. Oh my God, Liz is such a fun class. We call her a happy shaman. She really works with Native American energies and chakras. I might check out more of this. She got a really fun video.
Hi, my name is Liz Addison, and I'd like to introduce you to my kinetic voice program, affectionately nicknamed Kivo. Kivo combines voice and dance. It is a healing practice like yoga or chanting, which you can do daily or weekly by yourself or with others, including clients of your own. It is not a performance. We don't sing complex melodies because we'd run out of breath. Instead, we make rhythmical vocal patterns that fit inside the movement. We make open vowel sounds like A, Ya, and Wa, and primal sounds to wake up the voice. In a session, I guide you in a call and response format. This allows you to relax and breathe while I'm singing, and I relax and breathe while you're singing. This pattern also creates a seamlessness with the sound and movement that knits the group together. A big part of the practice is exploring the vibration of your own voice.
Way, 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 go.
Which is why we don't sing words, we sing vocables. These are non-language specific vowel and consonant sounds.
Your wrists and your ankles. Way, 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 way.
The idea is to transcend the concept of language and focus on the vibration. When we're in touch with that vibration, we can use it as a tool to liberate stuck energy. For example, when making the root chakra vocable, A, A, Wa, we concentrate on sending the vocal vibration to and through the root at the base of the spine. Next, we add specific choreographed movements to accompany the vocals. The larger choreographed movement...
Okay, you get an idea of Liz. This is a fun class, really fun class. And then we got classes with Randy Masters. As I mentioned, Randy Randy is working on a whole nother level. Let me just play a little bit of Randy here. Check him out.
Hello, everybody. Greetings. This is Randy Masters here, speaking about the different classes that I teach at for the Globe Institute. I've been teaching there for over 30 years and with David Gibson, having some fantastic classes. And I'm going to give you an idea of some of the different classes and what I get into. I'm basically a Renaissance type person, and when I'm telling you that so you understand the background that I'm bringing into these classes. I'm a trained composer, former university instructor, recording artist, and a researcher. I have a master's and PhD in divinity, which is about spiritual studies, not religion. So I bring a lot of different types of techniques and information for empowering sound healers and others with protection techniques, with spiritual up-leveling techniques woven into my classes. Now, my classes have a lot of variety, and they're usually called resonant connections. And the reason for that is because what I'm doing is connecting the dots of a lot of different areas that I'm an expert in. Sound, music, sacred geometry, color, light, different types of numerological understandings, and I weave those together in different classes so you can see how things connect depending on what your background is and what you're looking for. So each class has a variety, and not necessarily everything that I present is for everybody taking the class.
Cool. So again, it's just a wide perspective. And then this is Richard Feather Anderson that does the sacred geometry class. Let me show you so you can check out his vibe.
Hello, this is Richard Feather Anderson, and I teach a course here at Globe Institute entitled Sacred Geometry, the Harmonics of Space. It's part of a course called Sound Consciousness and Spirituality. SH-140B is the number. This course gives me an opportunity to share my passion for sacred or symbolic geometry. I start with a broad overview of the whole territory of sacred geometry, sort of like being your tour guide for a journey through what I call sacred geometry land. I start the tour by letting you know that sacred geometry bears little resemblance to a course in geometry that you may have had in high school. This geometry is not a branch of mathematics. Rather, it's a branch of philosophy, cosmology, and physics. In fact, you can think of it as the physics of the ancient world. And speaking of the ancient world, one of the traditions that I'm going to be tapping into is the Platonic Pythagorean mystery school tradition, which I was initiated into, and Islamic sacred art. So after redefining what sacred geometry is all about and how it's different from mundane geometry, I'll explain what sacred geometry does for us, how it works in the world, in the material world. In other words, why should we care about it? Well, one of my favorite ways of explaining that is to say sacred geometry is what makes it possible for existence to exist. We wouldn't be here without it. So it's really important. After getting a broad overview of all the different aspects of sacred geometry and what it does for us, we spend the rest of our time together going into detail on the three areas within sacred geometry land. And that, I think, will be particularly of use to you as sound healers. So we're going to look at the golden ratio and how it appears in nature, art, and the human body. I'll guide you through drawing a golden...
Cool. I love Richard's class. It's just, you know... After taking Richard's class, I went camping, and I used to look up at the stars and think, what a cacophony. And then I realized, oh my God, it's such incredible order of spirals that's unbelievably well put together. It really just changes you, how you look at a tree, how you look at anything, when you start seeing those patterns everywhere. It's just really good for the brain. It opens up the right brain as well. So these are the different instructors that we have for just the first semester. We also have our second semester program that goes into more specific details on how to work with specific issues in my classes. So we go through depression, anxiety, grief in detail, and you learn how to actually put together a treatment plan for any type of issue. And then we also go through how to actually do a sound bath in the second semester online. So you can actually do a concert online. And then we've got another instructor, Dan Lappin, that actually goes through in the advanced program how to actually do intake for psychological issues and how to work with different psychological issues with sound. It's really the excellent class for helping you get your real practice together. And then we've got an advanced class with Randy Masters on tuning forks, advanced tuning forks, because he goes over the basis of tuning forks in the first semester. And then we also have Deb Follingstad that actually teaches a class on acupuncture for tuning forks. Those just actually started this last week here in January. So it's really excellent to be able to pull up an issue and see what meridians and what acupuncture points you need to put the tuning forks on for any issue when you're in a healing session. And then we've got some more advanced work with Gerald in music theory, and then also some more advanced work with a lot of our instructors in sound and voice. And we also have Shante. Shante does a whole class where she actually psychically goes how to bring people to higher states of consciousness in a healing session. It's really a profound. Panda is interested in that one. Oh, I guess she's leaving. Okay. So that's our program. The main thing about this program, as what I said in the beginning, is it will change your life. And again, I say that to people and they're, yeah, right, of course, right. But it's amazing how many people. In fact, I just had somebody just today emailed me that just graduated. They said, this has changed my whole life about how I see the world and how I am around my voice in any situation. She said, I'm way more confident with my voice, especially with just talking to people, much less actually making sound, right? It also, if you want to do any sound with your voice, you know, here's the big problem. If anybody ever told you that you're not a good singer, track them down and kick them in the knee, right? It should be against the law. Like Liz Addison that I showed, she goes to Africa a couple of times every year. She said, when you go into town, everybody comes out singing. There's no, like, I mean, there's still good and some people are better than others, but everybody's singing. Nobody's afraid to sing. That's the way it should be. We should all be singing all the time. And then nobody's like, oh, I'm not good. I'm not good at all. That is a blockage when you're afraid to make sound emotionally. And emotional blockages create physical blockages, which basically creates all disease. Right? So we go through how the whole universe works based on vibration. It's really way more than you could ever imagine. And again, we go through how to make this a career. So we go through many skills and techniques that you can use in your practice. But probably most importantly is we go through how to go to a place of peace and stillness over and over and over. So that becomes the norm in your body. And you know how to teach others how to be still. When you're still, your immune system works the best. All organs go into alignment. It's where you're the most creative. And it's a portal to other dimensions where you're one with the universe. And you can manifest anything if you just start. Hold that energy for the rest of the night, week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes ahead. Thanks for listening and take care.